This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Well, of course, she goes with Bernie Sanders' choice for VP, right?
Yeah.
She's to the left of Bernie Sanders. I mean, certainly makes sense.
Sure.
In 2019... GovTrack's most liberal senator.
Yeah. So I think we've seen a statement here.
Yeah.
And I think that what this says is, if you are a center-leaning Democrat, come on, I ain't interested.
No.
And if you are a center-leaning Democrat in this country, a voter, she's not interested.
He was the one endorsed by Senator Sanders. So, I mean, definitely at least socialist.
Yeah.
If not an outright Marxist. Far left stances on transgender procedures for children, thinks we ought to be able to do it. Abortion mm-hmm. on demand up right. until month mm-hmm. nine. You know, basically, you one of these Democrats who believes you'd be, you know, on the way to the hospital in labor and trying to decide, do I turn right for the abortion clinic or left for the delivery mm-hmm. room? I don't know. Mm-hmm. He's a former teacher, taught abroad, served in the Army National Guard, helped as a teacher, Mankato West High School opened its first ever Gay Straight Alliance Club. Let's see. He served in the House of Representatives, popular with far left House Democrats, including Senator Bernie Sanders, who, of course, endorsed him, Pramila Jayapal.
Okay, good. So the squad's happy.
Yeah, the squad is happy. She made the squad happy. Yeah. And so she wanted him. She's excited. She was the one who, when the poor 12-year-old was murdered, was laughing on MSNBC at these dead women. Yeah. She's a great woman. You're going to love her. Anyway, he supports gender-affirming care for kids, including surgery under the age of 18. When signing his executive order on that, Waltz held the hand of a 12-year-old boy who said he identified as a transgender girl. Waltz issued an executive order ensuring that Minnesota children may obtain irreversible transgender surgeries and sterilizing hormone treatment, which, by the way, is so radical, it is now illegal in the UK.
Yeah.
Cannot do it. And their courts upheld it.
Several European countries are rejecting that.
In fact. So, I mean, this country in this particular pick with Kamala Harris, just absolutely radical. And I mean, I'm talking far to the left of Europe, at least on gender issues for kids. These are the nutcases that we're talking. This is crazy stuff. When you see Europe going, no, we're not doing that. I mean, and like, just on that, to show you how radical Walls is and what it shows you about Kamala Harris that she picked him. Allowing third gender marker identification on government ID, right? So you could pick a third gender.
Yeah.
Illegal in the UK, illegal in Belgium, illegal in Sweden, illegal in Finland, but we do it here in the US. allow some transgender surgeries or all transgender surgeries under the age 18. Again, illegal in the UK, illegal in Belgium, illegal in Sweden, illegal in Finland. We do it in the US and in Canada, in blue areas. And allowing cross-sex hormones under the age of 16, just us in Canada. Again, we are alone. Outlawed in France, Sweden, Finland, Belgium, and the UK. So the US is becoming, under these liberals, extremely radical. And if you think about it, we keep doing this, okay? Like with Barack Obama, Lee, he, remember, was the most liberal senator by his voting record. Mm-hmm. We're like, yeah, we'll have him.
Yeah.
And now she is to the left of Obama and Bernie Sanders, and we pick her. And so, of course, she's going to go with Walls.
Yeah.
But
good. That is, you know, there could have been more difficult candidates for Republicans to have to deal with. And not, quite honestly, not that the vice presidential selection really makes that much difference.
No.
And, you know, just sorry. It's
and again, in Europe, 16-week abortions are rare. You usually got to wrap that up at around 12 weeks. Americans mm-hmm. don't realize how radical our abortion laws are here to the left of Europe. They don't have anything like this anywhere in Europe. In January 2023, Walls, who is governor of Minnesota, signed into law the Minnesota legislation that includes no limitations on when a woman may end the life of her unborn baby up until the final day of pregnancy. 9 months. He calls this reproductive health. To Minnesotans, know that your access to reproductive health and your right to make your own health decisions are preserved and protected. Again, they don't have anything like that in Europe. It's too radical.
Well,
and, you know, Americans just live in a box. I swear. It's like we think that this is normal. This is not normal in the world, the way that we are governed now. These Democrats are not normal in the world in terms of where they are. And you've seen how left wing Europe is. And we are now to the left of them on so many of these issues. So, you know, and this is why my liberal girlfriends tell me that we are backward on abortion. We're backward in the world. And I'm like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
Like, what do you even mean? So that's kind of where we are. Texter writes, hey, Tira, no voters picked her. No, they didn't. They didn't pick her.
No.
She's never won a national election, never won a delegate, never won a single national vote because she had to drop out early.
And there still hasn't been a convention yet.
No.
But yet the delegates, the Democrat delegates from the 57 states, as Obama would tell you, have already, you know, selected her as the presidential nominee.
Yeah. And look, she may be trying to remake herself right now, but this is who she really is in 7 seconds.
And yeah, I am radical. I do believe that we need to get radical about what we are doing and take it seriously.
Right.
And this one, if you watch this one online, Lee, in all seriousness, I'm not joking or being facetious or bomb throwing or anything. Watch this video. You could find it on X of her. Watch her face, watch her eyes, and then watch the two women sitting next to her. Serious question. As she says this, is she high on something? Especially watch the faces of the two women next to her who've had to sit with her. They're looking at her like she's from another planet, and she sounds completely manic, like she's amped on something. Her face is off, her eyes are off.
You know, we have to stay woke. Like, everybody needs to be woke. and you can talk about if you're the wokest or woker, but just stay more woke than less woke.
Yeah.
Gosh, folks, we need some serious politicians in this country, and right now there's a shortage of that, particularly on the left.
Yeah. You got me.
I mean, just when you listen to her positions on so many issues, are you serious? And the way that she presents herself, and of course, I'm being racist here. Obviously, that's what I will be criticized of doing because I'm criticizing the candidate here. But this is just, she just doesn't give the appearance of being serious about what she's doing. And this is not because she is a woman. That has nothing to do with anything. This is the demeanor of the candidate. This is the presentation of the candidate. I mean, we talk all day about, you know, mean tweets from Donald Trump and you know, his arrogance or narcissism or whatever. But of course, we can never say anything about the Democrat candidate without being, you know, called out as bigoted. But it just she just doesn't give me the impression that she's really serious about things. And when you look at the news we've just gone over today, there are very serious issues today going on around the world that are life and death issues for many, many people, possibly millions of people.
And she's been AWOL for 15 days.
Yes.
That's what's so incredible. I mean, we've never seen this, not even from Biden. You are announced as the Democrats' replacement for Joe Biden, and we don't hear from you.
No.
She's AWOL. She's done a single interview again, hasn't spoken to the media, hasn't done a press conference, hasn't taken questions. She went up to a podium and read from a binder and then turned and walked away when they tried to ask her questions. No. That's it. That's just nuts to me.
Well, I guess that's an improvement, Tara, because at least she can read from the binder. We had a previous president that couldn't read from the teleprompter.
I guess.
And of course, that's the complaint about Trump is he always goes off the teleprompter. So.
Yes. Which is causing me no small amount of terror.
I understand. But
yeah. Look, here's the thing. If we get beaten by her, it's going to be brutal for us.
Yeah.
I mean, they are going to go full crackdown. They're not going to worry if they can beat us. They know she's weak. If they can beat us with her, they're going to come to the conclusion we're never going to win the presidency again, and you're going to see them do crazy things. It's not good. We have to beat her because she's weak. Because if we don't beat her, then they will know the truth is that that we are weaker than that. Weaker than a woman who for 15 days hasn't taken a single press question because she can't handle it.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, bedroom? Just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
it
taken care
forever,
of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
99 red balloons? No. That was from a much better era. 99 terrorists released into the United States of America. I told you. Told you. Yeah, the first couple that we found out about, including one in April from NBC News, of all places, broke the story. And you'll remember it. They caught him. They thought he was the guy on the terror watch list, but they needed a few more days to figure it out. But somebody, it was never clear who from the article, somebody said, no, after 72 hours, we got to let him go. According to what law? There's no law like that. Well, we got to give the terrorists the benefit of the doubt. What? Well, I said, this is a policy. We're going to find more. That terrorist, by the way, was the guy on the terror watch list. Not only did we let him go to room free in America for 9 months, we gave him documents and put him on a plane with innocent Americans. Then we find out from this congressional report overnight, and the 250 terrorists they've caught, they and processed and knew they were terrorists. Okay, there's no confusion here. There's no, oh, we're so confused. 99 of them knew they were terrorists, resettled anyway in American communities. Terrorist illegal immigrants. Why do we need those? Why do we want those? If you're doing that, you're resettling people on international terror watch lists. You want a terror attack. You have decided that you're going to have a terror attack and you're fine with that. Here's another thing I wonder. You know how the head of the FBI keeps testifying? I played the audio for you here. That we are in a worse threat environment than before 9/11. Not the same threat environment. The worst he's ever seen. He's asked, worse than 9/11? He says, yes. Did he know this? Is this why he thinks we're in a worse threat environment? Because we now have the Harris-Biden administration aided by Mayorkas moving terrorists into America that they expect us to coexist with in our communities? These are the same people who call us terrorists. These are the same FB liars, and they lied about it to Congress, so they are FB liars, who infiltrated Catholic churches and even flipped a choir director, I can't say this without barely laughing, to inform for them. On nothing, by the way. They had no evidence of a crime. They just thought Catholics might be radical and they should watch them. But what about the 99 they released? Guess not. Who else do they think is radical? This is breaking. You know Tulsi Gabbard? After being in our military, she's very anti-war. She's very much like J.D. Vance, and for good reason that we have documented here. There's a lot of bad wars we fight. Not all of our wars are good. We've been lied to get us into a lot of these wars. Americans have the scar, bear the scars of that. They don't trust our institutions, and they shouldn't. Tulsi Gabbard, former Democrat, now Republican, guess what? She is being surveilled as a terrorist by the federal government. New bombshell report. Several federal air marshal whistleblowers have come forward claiming the former Democrat is being surveilled under the Quiet Skies program. That's a TSA program. That'd be the same TSA putting these terrorists on the actual terrorists, not Tulsi Gabbard. This is from Uncover DC. They broke the story saying Gabbard is being treated like a terrorist by the federal government. Quiet Skies is a TSA surveillance program with its own compartmentalized suspected terrorist watch list. She is on that terrorist watch list. I bet you they're watching her closer than the actual terrorist they just released. It's the same program being weaponized against January 6th defendants and their families. Quiet Skies is allegedly used to protect traveling Americans from suspected domestic terrorists. I bet this is the same one that got William Timmons and Jeff Duncan pulled and groped every time they fly. The one that left me in tears last time I flew home from Utah. Walking out of the airport, every private part I had was groped. And I was in tears. I didn't think it would affect me that much. I felt absolutely violated. And now we find out they let 99 terrorists into the country, including one who flew domestic flights. I bet he didn't get groped. Bet Tulsi does. Oh, I bet Tulsi. It's awful if you have to go through that. It is humiliating. And I'm not going to talk about it. I'm going to get upset again. Quiet Skies, I bet I'm on it too. I don't think I'm as on it as she is, but I think that I am with Jeff Duncan and with William Timmons. As I know, I talk to other radio right-wing radio hosts who do what we do. We cannot fly without some kind of harassment. Now listen to, she's on the terror watch list part of this though. Listen to this. They say that she's on the level of this, that she's probably unaware that she has two explosive detection canine teams, one transportation security specialist in explosives, one plainclothes TSA supervisor, and three federal air marshals on every flight she boards. That is the level of scrutiny she gets. Got a country where patriotic Americans are considered, and Catholics, and parents who speak at school boards because they're mad their daughter got raped by a boy in a skirt. People like that are considered terrorists. The actual terrorists are given a flight into the country. Okay, well, UK Daily Mail seems to think we're on war footing with Iran. Interesting headline there. You'd think if like something serious was going on with Iran, like we'd be able to find our president or the woman who wants to be president. I mean, actually be president. We're not really sure. It's all very confusing. Not in one of our bases attacked by the Democrats' friend, Iran. I'll put that together in a way that'll blow your mind. Rebecca Grant, who has been an advisor to a couple of presidential administrations, this morning described this latest attack by Iran's proxies, all of them funded by Joe Biden. They could barely eat before because Trump had them locked down so hard with the toughest sanctions Iran had ever seen. But we had peace. Trump killed one man, Soleimani. The Iranian leadership got it. We don't behave, he'll drone us in our homes. And anyway, we're just trying to survive because we can't get enough food because the sanctions were so extreme. Joe Biden made sure that in 2023 alone, the government of Iran got $10 billion. And all of a sudden, Houthi rebels, who before were sheep herders, now have next generation tech with which to attempt to blow up British ships. And the world is very nearly on fire. Here's Rebecca Grant on the situation that we're facing right now. In Iraq with Iran attacking our al-Assad air base.
Well, it's tragic, and I'm telling you, Biden almost has a war with Iran on his hands.
Several U.S. personnel were injured in a rocket attack at the al-Assad Air Force base in western Iraq. And Carly Shimkus interviewing Rebecca Grant this morning said, wait a minute, Biden's on the verge of war with Iran?
I mean, Rebecca, you just said that President Biden almost has a war with Iran on his hands.
Exactly. And that is the reason for the second massive movement of U.S. forces into the region. Remember, we have an entire aircraft carrier and first strike group up in the Red Sea. Already have land-based air forces at various places around the Persian Gulf. And the reports now of one or two additional squadrons of fighter jets, including F-22s. And the point behind all this is to try to keep a lid on Iran because their strikes can pop out at so many different locations because of all their proxies. And another very important move from last night is pulling the USS Wasp and the 24th Marine Expeditionary Unit closer up to in the Med in case of trouble in Lebanon. So, you know, the Pentagon right now 24/7 trying to deter and keep a lid on this and then be ready to intercept whatever Iran or their militias may try to do next. But this amount of force posture, I mean, this is just a different world with Iran at this point.
Yeah, it is. And incredibly, Kamala Harris and Joe Biden totally AWOL.
So something we noticed yesterday is President Biden or Kamala Harris have not made a public statement about this attack at al-Assad, despite the fact that they had ample time to do so yesterday. Remaining silent in the face of Iranian aggression is a choice and could also send a message. Was that the right thing to do?
No, I would have liked to have heard from President Biden. You know, who runs this White House Twitter account? I'm tired of getting foreign policy just over that. And it really is time for Biden to talk about. We have wounded Americans because of an attack by Iran.
Yeah, they don't care.
This is just way too much. And this.
No. Like the 99 terrorists, they caught at the border, knew we're on terror watch list from all over the world and let go, put them into American communities. I'm telling you, the left believes these terrorists are their friends. They believe they are fellow travelers. They see them as people that they could work into some of these increasingly violent protests that you're seeing on the ground, the pro-LGBT, pro-Palestinian, pro-Hamas, pro-terror merger that you're watching. And yes, increasingly violent. Listen to the flippant way. And believe me, Iran listened to this too. Listen to the flippant way John Kirby, co-spokesperson for the White House, describes the fact that these Democrat protests, because that's what they are, this is the Democrat base, are being funded by Iran.
We've said ourselves, the director of national intelligence came out publicly and said that we do know that Iran has been funding and encouraging some of the protest activity here in the United States. Some of it. We do not believe that all the protest activity out there on a daily basis is being fully.
As long as it's not all of it, you know. Plus, you know, Biden's donors pay for the other half, as we know from Politico. So it's Biden's donors in Iran. So Biden, Iran figures the Democrats love Iran. They're totally cool with Iran funding their protests. They're beginning to merge. I did a Battleground America podcast on that last week. You're watching the merger of the Democrat Party in Iran. And Iran figures, yeah, they could go hit our bases, try to kill some Americans because Democrats are cool with it. So wink, wink, nod, nod. Look, Iran reads the news. They know they've got a fatwa on Trump's head. They know the FBI announced in April that they had sent another assassin to kill Trump in his inner circle. And they know in response to that, the Democrats unsecured his rallies. Did away with sniper teams. Knowing full well, Iran has sent one assassin already. We caught him in 2021. They sent another one. Iran knows. They're not stupid. They know the Democrats are fine with whatever they're doing to Trump, with the fatwa they've put on his head, with the promise that that Khomeini put out on his own Twitter feed to murder Trump and 14 of his associates. Democrats are not only cool with it, they're thumbs up. Hey, as long as some of that $10 billion that they gave back to Iran is recycled back into their party's grassroots operations, they don't care. And that's what happened there. You're watching Iran merge with the Democrats in the streets. And that's why when Iran hurts, harms, injures U.S. service members, you don't hear anything from Kamala. You don't hear anything from Joe. They see them as fellow travelers with whom we can coexist. Headline, UK Daily Mail. They seem to think this is a serious escalation. Middle East crisis threatens to explode as Biden looks set to retaliate for rocket blast that hit American soldiers while military scrambles destroyers and fighter jets. We'll see. Iran knows we're not serious. Iran knows he could play these people. Okay, so everybody talking about Governor Walz, the extremely liberal, progressive choice for vice president of Kamala Harris. Abortion up until birth, all 9 months. Very exciting. Hormone, puberty blockers, sterilization drugs for kids under 18, and transgender surgery supports that. So they're going as radical gets. This is who they are. God help us if they win. Because it's going to be game on if they do. And again, this is a guy who allowed violent protesters to rampage and burn down buildings, people's businesses, terrorize innocent Minnesotans because they were mad. They were mad at police. They were mad about George Floyd. They were just mad. And Walz said, fine, go for it. Those business owners shouldn't probably own those businesses anyway. Burn them down. No, he didn't say that. He didn't have to. He just turned them loose and let them go. Enjoy a night of liberty and freedom with WORD and Colonel Alan West. August 16th, 2024, 7 p.m. He is going to be speaking at the Civic Center of Anderson. So that's next Friday. You can purchase tickets or win them right now. In addition, the Trump bus, as well as food trucks, will be on site prior to the event. So call for your chance to win a pair of tickets. So right now, give us a call, 800-905-0989, to win those tickets. We'll take the first caller, 800-905-0989. You know, I'm looking at Tim Walz. He's not an Andy Beshear. Andy Beshear would have scared me if he ran against Trump. And he's not a Josh Shapiro in that Shapiro got more votes, did better, I should say, in the in Pennsylvania than Joe Biden. That guy would have scared me a little bit in Pennsylvania. And Roy Cooper. He's not a Roy Cooper. Look at him. You know what I think happened here? I think he's the only one she can get. I think that. Did you notice what happened with Roy Cooper? He's a radical liberal like all of them, but very good at pretending to be moderate. He's got a reputation as a moderate. He's a good-looking guy. He's the governor, inexplicably, of North Carolina, which otherwise is a red state, meaning he plays well in red states or purple states. He's an ideal Democrat candidate. Bashir is, too. Joe Shapiro, in terms of just quality of candidates. Did you see what Cooper did? They asked him, so you know, because he was on her shortlist for vice president. And he's like, well, you know, I'm busy and I'm afraid that my Republican lieutenant governor, if I run for office, he'll make trouble here in North Carolina. I'm going to stay here. Come on, nobody ever gives up the vice presidency to watch a lieutenant governor or what. Okay, well, UK Daily Mail seems to think we're on war footing with Iran. Interesting headline there. You'd think if like something serious was going on with Iran, like we'd be able to find our president or the woman who wants to be president. I mean, actually be president, we're not really sure. It's all very confusing. Not one of our bases attacked by the Democrats' friend, Iran. I'll put that together in a way that'll blow your mind. Rebecca Grant, who has been an advisor to a couple of presidential administrations, this morning described this latest attack by Iran's proxies, all of them funded by Joe Biden. They could barely eat before because Trump had them locked down so hard with the toughest sanctions Iran had ever seen. But we had peace. Trump killed one man, Soleimani. The Iranian leadership got it. We don't behave. He'll drone us in our homes. And anyway, we're just trying to survive because we can't get enough food because the sanctions were so extreme. Joe Biden made sure that in 2023 alone, the government of Iran got $10 billion. And all of a sudden, Houthi rebels, who before were sheep herders, now have next generation tech with which to attempt to blow up British ships. And the world is very nearly on fire. Here's Rebecca Grant on the situation that we're facing right now in Iraq with Iran attacking our Al-Asad air base.
Well, it's tragic. And I'm telling you, Biden almost has a war with Iran on his hands.
Several U.S. personnel were injured in a rocket attack at the Al-Asad Air Force Base in western Iraq. And Carly Shimkus interviewing Rebecca Grant this morning said, wait a minute, Biden's on the verge of war with Iran?
I mean, Rebecca, you just said that President Biden almost has a war with Iran on his hands.
Exactly. And that is the reason for the second massive movement of U.S. forces into the region. Remember, we have an entire aircraft carrier and first strike group up in the Red Sea. Already have land-based air forces at various places around the Persian Gulf, and the reports now of one or two additional squadrons of fighter jets, including F-22s. And the point behind all this is to try to keep a lid on Iran, because their strikes can pop out at so many different locations because of all their proxies. And another very important move from last night is pulling the USS Wasp and the 24th Marine Expeditionary Unit closer up to in the Med in case of trouble in Lebanon. So, you know, the Pentagon right now 24/7 trying to deter and keep a lid on this and then be ready to intercept whatever Iran or their militias may try to do next. But this amount of force posture, I mean, this is just a different world with Iran at this point.
Yeah, it is. And incredibly, Kamala Harris and Joe Biden totally AWOL.
So something we noticed yesterday is President Biden or Kamala Harris have not made a public statement about this attack at Al-Asad, despite the fact that they had ample time to do so yesterday. Remaining silent in the face of Iranian aggression is a choice and could also send a message. Was that the right thing to do?
No, I would have liked to have heard from President Biden. You know, who runs this White House Twitter account? I'm tired of getting foreign policy just over that. And it really is time for Biden to talk about. We have wounded Americans because of an attack by Iran.
Yeah, they don't care.
This is just way too much. And this.
No. like the 99 terrorists, they caught at the border, knew were on terror watch lists from all over the world, and let go, put them into American communities. I'm telling you, the left believes these terrorists are their friends. They believe they are fellow travelers. They see them as people that they could work into some of these increasingly violent protests that you're seeing on the ground, the pro-LGBT, pro-Palestinian, pro-Hamas, pro-terror merger that you're watching. And yes, increasingly violent. Listen to the flippant way. And believe me, Iran listened to this too. Listen to the flippant way John Kirby, co-spokesperson for the White House, describes the fact that these Democrat protests, because that's what they are, this is the Democrat base, are being funded by Iran.
We've said ourselves, the director of national intelligence came out publicly and said that we do know that Iran has been funding and encouraging some of the protest activity here in the United States. Some of it. We do not believe that all the protest activity out there on a daily basis is being fully.
So as long as not all of it, you know, plus, you know, Biden's donors pay for the other half, as we know from Politico. So it's Biden's donors in Iran. So Biden, Iran figures the Democrats love Iran. They're totally cool with Iran funding their protests. They're beginning to merge. I did a Battleground America podcast on that last week. You're watching the merger of the Democrat Party in Iran. And Iran figures, yeah, they could go hit our bases, try to kill some Americans, because Democrats are cool with it. So wink, wink, nod, nod. Look, Iran reads the news. They know they've got a fatwa on Trump's head. They know the FBI announced in April that they had sent another assassin to kill Trump in his inner circle. And they know in response to that, the Democrats unsecured his rallies. Did away with sniper teams. Knowing full well, Iran has sent one assassin already. We caught him in 2021. They sent another one. Iran knows. They're not stupid. They know the Democrats are fine with whatever they're doing to Trump, with the fatwa they've put on his head, with the promise that that Khomeini put out on his own Twitter feed to murder Trump and 14 of his associates. Democrats are not only cool with it, they're thumbs up. Hey, as long as some of that $10 billion that they gave back to Iran is recycled back into their party's grassroots operations, they don't care. And that's what happened there. You're watching Iran merge with the Democrats in the streets. And that's why when Iran hurts, harms, injures U.S. service members, you don't hear anything from Kamala. You don't hear anything from Joe. They see them as fellow travelers with whom we can coexist. Headline, UK Daily Mail. They seem to think this is a serious escalation. Middle East crisis threatens to explode as Biden looks set to retaliate for rocket blast that hit American soldiers while military scrambles destroyers and fighter jets. We'll see. Iran knows we're not serious. Iran knows he could play these people. Okay, so everybody talking about Governor Walz, the extremely liberal, progressive choice for vice president of Kamala Harris. Abortion up until birth, all 9 months. Very exciting. Hormone, puberty blockers, sterilization drugs for kids under 18, and transgender surgery supports that. So they're going as radical gets. This is who they are. God help us if they win. Because it's going to be game on if they do. And again, this is a guy who allowed violent protesters to rampage and burn down buildings, people's businesses, terrorize innocent Minnesotans because they were mad. They were mad at police. They were mad about George Floyd. They were just mad. And Walz said, fine, go for it. Those business owners shouldn't probably own those businesses anyway. Burn them down. No, he didn't say that. He didn't have to. He just turned them loose and let them go. Enjoy a night of liberty and freedom with WORD and Colonel Alan West. August 16th, 2024, 7 p.m. He is going to be speaking at the Civic Center of Anderson. So that's next Friday. You can purchase tickets or win them right now. In addition, the Trump bus, as well as food trucks, will be on site prior to the event. So call for your chance to win a pair of tickets. So right now, give us a call, 800-905-0989, to win those tickets. We'll take the first caller, 800-905-0989. You know, I'm looking at Tim Walz. He's not an Andy Beshear. Andy Beshear would have scared me if he ran against Trump. And he's not a Josh Shapiro in that Shapiro got more votes, did better, I should say, in the in Pennsylvania than Joe Biden. That guy would have scared me a little bit in Pennsylvania. And Roy Cooper, he's not a Roy Cooper. Look at him. You know what I think happened here? I think he's the only one she can get. I think that. Did you notice what happened with Roy Cooper? He's a radical liberal like all of them, but very good at pretending to be moderate. He's got a reputation as a moderate. He's a good-looking guy. He's the governor, inexplicably, of North Carolina, which otherwise is a red state, meaning he plays well in red states or purple states. He's an ideal Democrat candidate. Beshear is, too. Joe Shapiro, in terms of just quality of candidates. Do you see what Cooper did? They asked him, so you know, because he was on her shortlist for vice president. And he's like, well, you know, I'm busy and I'm afraid that my Republican lieutenant governor, if I run for office, he'll make trouble here in North Carolina. I'm going to stay here. Come on. Nobody ever gives up the vice presidency to watch a lieutenant governor or watch what's going on in their state when they're at the end of their term. He didn't want to run with her. I meant to point it out to you. He didn't want to run with her. And he shouldn't. He's going to tarnish himself. If she can't pull it off, he is forever tarnished. And there's a real question about whether she could pull it off. He'll be tarnished as a left winger. I think this is the best she could get. I don't think the others want to run with her. I think they see the internal polling. I think they see that voters think she's weird. That's why they started calling the opposition weird. I think she had to pick this guy. And he's being cast, oh, surprise pick. Yeah, out of left field. No one saw him coming a couple weeks ago. Yeah, you know why? Because he's second tier, that's why. Okay, him, we'll pick somebody. It had to be somebody like Walz, who's never going to have a shot at the Oval Office in his own right. It's never going to happen for him. Who's like, yeah, this is going to be the closest political-wise I'm ever going to get to fame or national fame or a national position. I'll take it. Knowing full well she may go down in flames. This is weak sauce, y'all. This is weak sauce. Enjoy a night of liberty and freedom with WORD and Colonel Alan West. August 16th, 2024, 7 p.m. He is going to be speaking at the Civic Center of Anderson. So that's next Friday. You can purchase tickets or win them right now. In addition, the Trump bus, as well as food trucks, will be on site prior to the event. So call for your chance to win a pair of tickets. So right now, give us a call, 800-905-0989, to win those tickets. We'll take the first caller, 800-905-0989. You know, I'm looking at Tim Walz. He's not an Andy Beshear. Andy Beshear would have scared me if he ran against Trump. And he's not a Josh Shapiro in that Shapiro got more votes, did better, I should say, in Pennsylvania than Joe Biden. That guy would have scared me a little bit in Pennsylvania. And Roy Cooper, he's not a Roy Cooper. Look at him. You know what I think happened here? I think he's the only one she can get. I think that. Did you notice what happened with Roy Cooper? He's a radical liberal like all of them, but very good at pretending to be moderate. He's got a reputation as a moderate. He's a good-looking guy. He's the governor, inexplicably, of North Carolina, which otherwise is a red state, meaning he plays well in red states or purple states. He's an ideal Democrat candidate. Beshear is, too. Joe Shapiro, in terms of just quality of candidates. Do you see what Cooper did? They asked him, so you know, because he was on her shortlist for vice president. And he's like, well, you know, I'm busy and I'm afraid that my Republican lieutenant governor, if I run for office, he'll make trouble here in North Carolina. I'm going to stay here. Come on, nobody ever gives up the vice presidency to watch a lieutenant governor or watch what's going on in their state when they're at the end of their term. He didn't want to run with her. I meant to point it out to you. He didn't want to run with her. And he shouldn't. He's going to tarnish himself. If she can't pull it off, he is forever tarnished. And there's a real question about whether she could pull it off. He'll be tarnished as a left winger. I think this is the best she could get. I don't think the others want to run with her. And they see the internal polling. I think they see that voters think she's weird. That's why they started calling the opposition weird. I think she had to pick this guy. And she's being cast. He's being cast. Oh, surprise pick. Yeah, out of left field. No one saw him coming a couple weeks ago. Yeah, you know why? Because he's second tier. That's why. Okay, him. We'll pick somebody. It had to be somebody like Walz, who's never going to have a shot at the Oval Office in his own right. It's never going to happen for him. Who's like, yeah, this is going to be the closest political-wise I'm ever going to get to fame or national fame or a national position. I'll take it. Knowing full well she may go down in flames. This is weak sauce, y'all. This is weak sauce.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.